Although many stores started pushing holiday season buying before they cleared away the Halloween items, on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the attack on our wallets and credit cards begins in earnest. As KSKA's Len Anderson reports, the Better Business Bureau and the FBI have issued some holiday shopping precautions.
Adam Harkness, public relations manager for the Alaska Office of the Better Business Bureau, says the best way to face the seasonal onslaught of eye-catching bargains is to embrace the Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
It's important to do your homework before you go shopping. Understand the advertisements and coupons, read the conditions, time frames. Understand all the limitations to the potential sale. It's really important to understand the store policies on warranties, layaway programs, gift cards, refunds, exchanges. If you research it up front, it could potentially save you a big headache in the long run.
And make certain you bring copies of sale advertisements and coupons with you when you're shopping. Another BB tip, be aware of how easy it is to be lured into overspending for loved ones, family, and friends. Harkness says the best way to thwart that tendency is also pre-shopping preparation.
If you establish that clear budget and really try to stick to it, that's a great way to keep your credit in line, keep your bank account in line, so you don't end up with any of that holiday regret.
Once you start buying items, you need to protect them. The holiday season is not just busy for merchants. It's an active season for thieves. The Better Business Bureau urges shoppers to be extra vigilant of our wallets, cell phones, and credit cards, and even newly purchased gifts in shopping carts. And it's better to stash purchases in your car's trunk than to lay them in plain view on the back seat. In what's become a trinity of seasonal kickoff shopping days, Black Friday is followed by Small Business Saturday and then Cyber Monday. As for the small stores, the Bureau recommends personal exploration expeditions of locally owned retailers, as well as seeking the recommendations of family and friends. Cyber Monday and internet shopping in general can offer wide selection and stay-at-home convenience, but Harkness says it also poses dangers.
Before you click buy, before you empty that digital shopping cart, you really want to make sure that it's a secure website. Look for the S in the address bar. Make sure it says HTTPS. That means that the payment connection is secure.
As for paying?
Better Business Bureau recommends paying with a credit card whenever you can. Safe, secure. You can dispute charges. Most major carriers now have policies of zero liability where you won't be held accountable if your credit card number is lost or stolen. Whenever you're buying online, you want to save any receipts that you have, print them out, look for the fine print and understand what you're buying and hold on to all of those.
The FBI has also issued holiday shopping warnings about internet scams. In a written release, the Bureau described criminals who advertise and sell merchandise they don't have or purchased with someone else's credit card. Watch out for one-day-only promotions of recognized brands, especially on business websites you don't recognize. Promotions demanding quick action may be a scam. The Bureau also says the safest way to purchase gift cards is directly from the business itself. Both the FBI and Better Business Bureau's Harkness say the holiday season is a time of increased attempts to steal personal information.
Identity theft is a big problem year-round, and there's definitely an increase around the holiday season when people do more shopping online. So just make sure you screen the seller. Go to bbb.org or even just Google around to find a reputable retailer.
Again, Better Business Bureau ratings and warnings can be found on bbb.org. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.